In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And St. Paul writes, for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And the Lord Jesus says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Ash Wednesday, a time for repentance, for ashes, and for faith. Repentance, true confession of the sin that weighs heavy on your heart. Ashes, because we're sorrowful over those sins. We make no excuses. And faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of our forgiveness. During Lent, we will make the movement from the Mount of Transfiguration, which was this past Sunday, the Sunday of Transfiguration, through today, the 40 days of Lent, to Holy Week, to Mount Calvary. O dearest Jesus, what law hast thou broken? Our theme hymn for this year, the answer of which is, he's broken no laws. We are the ones who have broken them. He kept them perfectly. The writer of Ecclesiastes says, there's time to laugh and there's a time to cry. Tonight is not a time to laugh. Our world is constantly laughing. Sitcoms, late night shows, constant laughter. And people don't realize there is a time to laugh, but there's also a time to weep, to repent, to get on one's knees in ashes and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. It's why every single week we sing in the liturgy three times, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. Every day we sin, every day we repent, every day we ask for mercy and forgiveness. This is the stuff of the Christian life. And God is merciful. What is then repentance? Repentance is truly confessing one's sin and turning away from it. Repentance is saying, I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and I make no excuse. When a person has a broken heart, to return to the Lord his God, when we decide to fast and not eat and handle our spiritual state in humility and weep and mourn over our sins and rend our hearts, God be merciful to me, a sinner, we are truly saying to the Lord, as you just said, I am a poor, miserable sinner. Be gracious unto me. And we know the Lord will be gracious. The Lord in his steadfast love, the great I am, is our Father. He is gracious and he is merciful, slow to anger. Jesus is your friend and your brother, abounding in steadfast love, and the Holy Spirit is your comforter. During Lent and the 40 days of Lent, recalling how Jesus was tempted by the devil for 40 days and he fasted, live a life of repentance. Each day, something weighs heavy upon your heart, sins of thought, word, and deed, sins against God and sins against your brother, repent of that specific sin or sins, and you will truly be understanding what Lent is about. That's repentance. Then there are ashes. Ashes is a symbol of true sorrow over sin. In the Bible, when people sat in sackcloth and ashes, they were saying two things. Just as the fire has burned out and all that's left is ashes, my life sometimes feels like that. And also, when I die, I will return to ashes. And so we admit that we are mortal, and only God is immortal. And only Christ can raise us up. So with Job and with all the saints, we can say, Lord, be merciful to me. I repent in sackcloth and ashes, but I know that my Redeemer lives, and from my flesh I will see God. True sorrow over sin, where Paul talked this evening in Corinthians about how Christ became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in him, means that though our lives are filled with ashes, the Lord gives us the oil and the joy of gladness. Our sins, the original sin we received from Adam and Eve that we now received at conception in our mother's womb, as we chanted in Psalm 51, is why we have sins of thought, evil intent, word, hurtful speaking, deed, vicious cruelty, and the sins of omission, where we don't care to help someone, or the sins of commission, when we try to get even. The reason we commit those sins is because of the sin we've inherited from Adam and Eve, and we are in the ashes of death because of that sin that has infected all of mankind. Only the oil of the gladness of Christ's righteousness, the Anointed One, in whom we are reconciled to God, and before whom God we are justified in His sight, before God the Father, because of the blood of His Son, in that righteousness we have been clothed. Christ took the garments of our sin upon Himself and gives us the garments of His righteousness. So from the ashes comes the oil of gladness in the righteousness of Christ. Repentance, ashes, and then most importantly, faith. Faith not in ourselves, but in our Lord Jesus Christ. If we put faith in ourselves, what do we find? Treasures on earth. The moths ruin your clothes in the closet. The rust destroys your car. The thieves break into your house and steal your possessions. Those things on earth do not remain. Faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is in the treasure of heaven. The righteousness of Jesus is our priceless treasure. The Father who sees in secret, cares for your heart, sees your fasting, sees your prayers, sees your gifts of mercy in secret. And the true reward of eternal life, of our heavenly inheritance, is not something that we earned all along, but has been already won for us by Christ crucified and risen, our heavenly inheritance. Tonight, we begin the 40 days of Lent. Let us travel from the Mount of Transfiguration to Mount Calvary, with this hymn upon our lips, O dearest Jesus, what law hast thou broken? Knowing that he kept that law for each and every one of us. During the 40 days of Lent, may we come in true repentance, in the ashes, but in a confident faith in the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, our priceless treasure. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May that peace sustain our hearts during the 40 days of Lent. Amen.